Meeting with Mike by Reggie Oliver, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. 1. It looked as if one of Mad King Ludwig's fantasy castles had developed middle-aged spread. It clung to a steep, fur-clad slope, the many turrets and pinnacles, gothic in appearance as if in nothing else, turning its skyline into a forest of steep, conical roofs. Between the turrets were stretches of wall into which rows of identical French windows with tiny balconies had been set, each one with a south-facing view over the glittering lake below. Immediately in front of this bloated pseudo-palace, terraced gardens and promenades had been laid out to pleasure a sedentary and unadventurous clientele. It was, of course, a Swiss hotel. Or rather, it had been. The fashion for holidaying in Switzerland during the summer was more or less dead by the end of the Second World War, and the Saint-Germain Palace Hotel, as it had been called in its heyday, passed through several hands until it was bought by an organization called the Institute for Psychic Health, and made into its headquarters. I knew nothing about the Institute for Psychic Health.